بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the text of the speech delivered on June the 28th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of the top officials and employees of the judiciary. Fortunately, Mr. Mohseni, the head of the judiciary, is a faithful revolutionary person. The first point is with regards to the document on fundamental transformation that he talked about. The document on transformation is one of the most progressive documents for change. First, it was prepared. Later, it was revised during the time of Mr. Raisi. Important points were added and it was completed in that revision. So this document should be acted upon. The esteemed head of the judiciary is committed and he follows up on things. But matters must be followed up on at different levels. Judges, staff and managers must follow up on matters too. But based on the reports that I have received, some are not doing completely the things that one thinks should be done in this area. According to this document, a workforce should be trained. As has been frequently said, personnel need to be trained. Action should be taken in accordance with this document. That is, the judiciary must not be passive in the face of rumours, talk, opposition to it, and the like. There is a straight path in front of it, and it should follow and move along this path with strength. The judiciary should not be influenced by rumours and whether some people like what it has done and some people dislike it. This is the first recommendation.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
My second recommendation is that the issue of fighting corruption should be taken seriously. Corruption exists. Mr. Mohseni told me something good in one of these recent events. He said apparently this is what he meant. That they had decided to first fight corruption within the judiciary itself. Yes, that's a good action to take. It is not true to say that no corruption exists within the judiciary. Of course, the majority of judges are honest, noble, faithful, hard-working, and truly honourable people. There is no doubt about this. But if there are 10 bad people in a group of 1,000 people, they can harm the rest of the group in terms of their reputation, in terms of work and the like. You have to look for those 10 bad people. However, the main task is to confront the structures that bring corruption.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.